Last year, we told you how Eagle County was getting ready to tax recreational marijuana and use the money to offer free mental health services to its residents. KUNC's Matt Bloom recently returned to Eagle to see where things are at and what challenges still lie ahead.
Compared to the rest of the state, the town of Eagle on the western slope has a higher rate of mental illnesses and suicides. It's something they're actively trying to change. It's 9 a.m., and things are already getting busy for the four mental health clinicians at the Eagle County Paramedics Building. They've just got a call from Eagle County Sheriff's Department about a potentially suicidal person and are getting ready to deploy.
We want to spend time with them and just talk to them versus just doing a risk assessment and leaving.
That's John Medvekis. He quickly puts on his gloves and a dark blue cap and heads for the door.
When we get back, we can sort of download with you.
Medvekis is part of the Hope Center, Eagle River Valley. It's a new mental health program funded by the county's year-old 2.5% sales tax on recreational marijuana.
Our job is to keep people out of the hospital.
Julia Goldbert says they'll go anywhere within the county to provide on-the-spot counseling. Costco, Loaf and Jug, individual homes, and all for free.
It could be anybody in the community, so any age, usually fights with family, husband, a few times that they've come to us from that, or the family's called in. Or a lot of times they're just calling and they're like, you know, I'm feeling really, really depressed. I'm really not feeling well. Can you help me? Can I talk to you? What should I do next?
And once they respond, a patient is under their care for 3 days.
How was it, guys?
It was good.
About 2 hours after he left, John Medvekis is back in briefing the team. The person he met with was depressed, but not in immediate danger.
This individual, we decided that they did not meet criteria for hospitalization, and then we went to our safety plan.
That involves a series of daily phone or in-person check-ins. Ultimately, they want to guide patients toward long-term care, but those types of services in Eagle County are hard to find right now.
There's like no homeless shelters, right? It's really hard to get someone into counseling. Most of the therapists charge a lot or they are fully booked. So it is a lot of challenges.
Including the marijuana sales tax. It's generated $400,000 since last February, but Commissioner Jeannie McQueenie says it's only half of what they were anticipating, meaning they don't have enough money to address all their needs.
I would like to say yes, it is, and because I know of some stories where it is, but I also know of some stories where it's not. So it's still a matter of connecting people to the services, and it's still a matter of creating more services for people.
More than 200 people have called the Hope Center since it opened just 3 months ago.
The stigma has gone down significantly, and people are willing to talk about it and willing to reach out. And so that's where I see the biggest impact that we've had.
But despite those gains, 2018 was another record-breaking year for suicides in Eagle County. Even with the tax rate going up, leaders like McQueenie know they need to do more. That's why they're looking at sources of funding beyond the tax.
Great, okay.
Chris Lindley is the county's director of public health.
We'll give it a few more seconds here.
He's hosting a conference call with representatives from Vail Health, the county paramedics division, and state lawmakers.
We just can't do it. Like, there's not enough money. We all got to pull together. And having a joint fundraising arm or something to hit those most critical gaps is what's going to help us address it.
That's even with the county chipping in an additional $500,000 from its emergency reserves. Private foundations and local law enforcement are also contributing.
We're not trying to, you know, patch this up for a year or two. We want long-term solutions in this community.
To do what they really want, including walk-in clinics and hiring more school-based counselors, Lindley can only guess at a price. And that's at least 10 times what they have now.
I don't think in a year we'll certainly be there. But I think in a year we're going to have the infrastructure in place to raise the funds. We'll know how much we need to raise, and we're going to have a strategy to do it, and we're going to be working on it.
Back at the Hope Center, John Medvekis says they've already gotten to the point where they need more help beyond just the four of them that work there.
We'd like to hire two more full-time clinicians and also hire a full-time supervisor and clinical lead person.
Towards the end of the afternoon, another call comes in. Medvekis and another clinician rush into a private room. On the floor just outside the door, they flip on a white noise machine. It's meant to muffle the conversation inside and ensure privacy. They do it for every call. Even though the ultimate vision for a better mental health care system in Eagle and Eagle County is still far off, the team is doing what they can to get another person the help they need. Mapplume, KUNC, Eagle.